Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, Emmanuel Faith. Today's devotional will be read by me, Scott Smith. It's out of John 15, verse 9, and I've entitled my devotional, Do You Love Me? In their classic 1962 hit, Do You Love Me? Do you hear him singing it? Do you love me? Do you love me? So the Contours, they pose the question that we've all asked. And while they weren't asking this of God, and while, if you know the song, their contingency was, Do you love me now that I can dance? We do sometimes ask this do you love me question of God, don't we? And when we do, the answer that we arrive at and the reasons behind that answer take on a significance that is of the utmost of importance for our lives in Christ. I don't know if you knew this, but there are numerous places in the Bible where God explains to us why he loves us. Two of the most famous, in my mind at least, are in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 37. That's Deuteronomy 4, 37. And Ephesians 1, 5, and 6. Deuteronomy 4 says this, Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them. Ephesians 1, 5, and 6 says, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. As I heard one theologian explain it, the reason God loves us is because he loves us. He made a free will choice to love us before we could have done anything to make ourselves worthy or unworthy of it. And I'll tell you, as a father of adopted children, I get it. My wife and I, we made a decision that we loved our kids before we even saw them and before they did anything. Nobody forced us to love them. No one coerced us. As it was with us, so it is with God. And so when we ask God the question, Do you love me? His answer back is always an enthusiastic yes. And if you were to press him and ask him, well, why? His response would be, because I decided to. That's why. What a reality. God loves you because he decided to. It was his choice. No manipulating, no arm twisting, just him freely doing what was in his heart to do. And get this. He promises to always love you. Jeremiah 31:3 says, The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. In John 15, verse 9, it's this kind of love that Jesus calls us to abide in, to live in, to dwell in, to make our home in. I don't want to repeat myself too much, but it's a love that we can't earn. We don't have to earn. We can't lose. We won't lose. It's the safest love from the safest person that we will ever experience. For a love-starved world, this verse and the reality it describes is a breath of fresh air. For Christians struggling with doubts of their own lovability, it's like a cold drink of water on a hot summer day. And for people prone to legalism and earning love, it's an important word of correction and hope. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves you. Freely. He always has, and he always will. Make your home in that love today. You'll be glad you did. This is Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.